course I'm going to knock everything over. I specifically asked for this step stool here because I am challenged. But you know what? It's more comfortable to speak down here. My name's Carrie. I'm an alcoholic. And actually, my name's Carrie Stratman, and I share that with you so that anybody that hears something tonight that you relate to, something that provides you with experience, strength, and hope, you know that you can look me up, you can find me some way, shape, or form, you can ask somebody else about me to contact me, and that's what we do here in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a home group. It is here in High Desert Big Book. I have a sponsor. She's my sponsor. My sponsor has a sponsor. I have commitments in Alcoholics Anonymous. I go to meetings regularly, and when I don't show up to those meetings, I get phone calls from people asking me where I am, because that's accountability, right? And I have commitments in those meetings. For one meeting, I've been the cake person for over a year, and I'm not a baker, but I refuse to buy a cake at the store for that meeting because I truly believe that there's love put in that cake and that taking on that commitment means I put effort into it, and it would be easier and softer to buy a cake at the store. And I share this with you because this is what Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me, these little things. I bake a cake every week, whether you like it or not, because it's the effort put into it. I'm there on time. I'm there to make sure whoever's taking a cake has that celebration, you know? And you guys have taught me that. So I'm going to try in 10 minutes to tell you what it was like, what happened, and what my life is like today. You know, my head likes to tell me that hopefully tonight in my story you'll hear what not to do, because you'll see very quickly that I got sober early on. I moved here to Lancaster, got sober, stayed sober through working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, through living in a sober living for 2 years, giving back genuinely what was so freely given to me, and then edged you guys out and edged out the higher power that I had come to believe in and drank again. So I stand here before you with just over 6 months sobriety. But I can tell you that I did work these 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and they did work, and I sponsored women, and I had a sponsor, and I was active in Alcoholics Anonymous because that's what I was taught to do. And that is how I stayed sober with some joy and some peace, because if I don't have that, I'm not going to stick around here. I'm the kind of alcoholic that if I'm not happy here, I will find something to make me feel comfortable because I'm constantly seeking comfort. And I didn't really believe I'd ever find a sufficient force, but I found that here in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm honored to be speaking here tonight along my dear friend that I've been friends with for 12, 15 years, Ruben, and I want to welcome my dear friend's family who came to support him tonight, Delia and Victor. I'm glad you guys are here to support him. We're throwing a big party for him tonight because turning 1 year is something not to be missed, and it is certainly something to be celebrated. And so that's what I've been taught to do, and hopefully that will be done for me, as God would allow, when I get 1 year yet again. So just to briefly qualify, my time is probably almost up already. I started drinking at a very young age. I came from a very solid family with good parents. I drank just like everybody else did. I picked up a drink. I'm going to date myself. I picked up Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill. My first drink was 2 bottles of that, and I was into oblivion. And all of a sudden, I was cuter. I was faster. I was smarter. I fit in better. I never really felt like I was a part of, and it devastated me. I was traumatized by that. I found Boone's Farm, and that was it. It was over. By the age of 21, I was drinking daily, morning, noon, and night. I had to wake up and drink. I was hiding vodka bottles in my underwear drawer and teaching kindergarten. And I would come home on my lunch break just to get the shakes off, take a couple shots, go back and teach the after-school care program, and come back home to oblivion, and I did that over and over again. The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, if you don't know what that is, you'll hear tonight that we share our solution is in that book, and within that book, it told me it said what I was never able to put into words before, and that was, with Bill, he had arrived. He had all this stuff. He had prestige. He thought he was somebody, and I thought I was that at 21 years old. I had a really fast car and a really cute boyfriend, and I had a bachelor's degree that I graduated early, and I was invincible, and there was no stopping me. And I got DUI after DUI. My first headline on a newspaper was, you know, Upland teacher hits parked car in the parking lot of her elementary school. And it just continues on from there. I came here in 2009 to go to treatment, and that was when I first was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous, where I heard the message. Panels of H&I would come in and speak to us, and that's where I heard for the first time a solution presented to me, that I understood what you were saying, I felt like you felt, and I had hope that what you did would work for me too. I moved into a sober living because that's what was suggested, and I got sober and I stayed sober, and I moved into this sober living that no longer exists, that was super powerful for me, because each woman in that room, in that house, practiced the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and they were on different levels. So when I came in with 60 days of sobriety, I saw women having personal relationships, having jobs, having cars, having things that I didn't have. Because I came in here in 2009 with a broken back and a bloody sweatshirt, and I didn't know if it was my blood or your blood. I was a fighter, and I don't know if I was raped to this day. I don't know what happened to me, but I came into Alcoholics Anonymous with that sweatshirt on. My dear friend is in this room somewhere tonight, who saw me walk in here in 2009. That's what we do in Alcoholics Anonymous, is build these relationships, and people stick around, whether you're able to stay sober and make the right choices or not. And I walked in here with blood all over my sweatshirt, desperate as the dying can be. And I got sober in that sober living, I stayed sober, and I worked these 12 steps like my life depended upon it. I didn't get a job, I lived on GR, I had just enough money for food and cigarettes, and my job was to work the 12 steps. And as a direct result of that, the promises came true for me. In that big book, and I don't have time to go over them tonight, but there's promises like fear of economic insecurity will leave us, and insecurities. All of the promises came true for me, and I got some of the things that come along with staying sober for an alcoholic of my type. I had a beautiful family. I had a baby. I got married. I had a beautiful home. I had a car that was paid for. All those things that represent what is supposed to be happiness in our society, at least what I was taught. I grew up in a very materialistic home, and so that's what I thought was happiness, and I slowly edged myself out of Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't need you guys anymore. I was coming in here at 9 months pregnant with 10 years of sobriety and cussing you guys out every single time, not wanting to come to a meeting, and that was the beginning of the end for me. I picked up a drink again, took my daughter to a liquor store, and picked up 2 airplane shots. Within 24 hours, I was threatening to kill you. I was threatening to kill me, and that was the beginning of the end yet again. This final time, my sponsor and my ex-husband found me dead. On my kitchen floor in my apartment, they were able to peek through and see, and fire department, you know, blew down the door and got me. I hadn't died. I was still breathing. And people in this room came to visit me at the hospital. And some of you I remember and some of you I don't. But I became as desperate as the dying can be yet again. And for some reason, by the grace of God, I was given a chance to try to live one more time, to find happiness and joy here in peace, because I don't have that without you guys. The solution is here. The solution is in that book that has the 12 steps, but the fellowship here is what I need, because by nature, I isolate. I don't need you, I don't want you, I'm better than you, and none of that is true, but that is what my head will tell me, because I suffer from alcoholism. So stone cold sober without a drink, I'll forget all of the terrible things I've done, the relationships I've given up, the beauty that I've just thrown away, because I'm an alcoholic, and without a solution, I will drink again, and for me to drink is to die. I know I have about 30 seconds left, but the woman who is leading this meeting tonight happens to be a very near and dear family member in my life who took on a babysitting job of my pet, and I wound up in Korea for a five-day trip that turned into 30 days, and I was held captive, I was kidnapped, I had no food, no water, nobody spoke English. Without going into detail, I could write a book on all of these experiences that Bill Wilson talks about in that book, and today I'm practicing a solution. I've worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I continue to work them on a daily basis. For me, I have to work this program every moment of every day that I can think of. And I let it go, and then I bring it back. And then I let it go, and I bring it back. And just now, tonight, I'm sitting there so honored to be sitting next to my dear friend, Ruben, who shows me what men in Alcoholics Anonymous can be and be safe for me, be a safe place for a single woman in AA. The woman who took on such a commitment for me and sponsored me, who happens to be here tonight. Coincidence? I don't think so. And I hope that you've heard something tonight that resonates with you. I do sponsor women. I do work with my sponsor weekly. I do have commitments at Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's what provides me with just the little bit of peace I need to stay sober. Thank you.